This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Protesters in Germany clashed with police Saturday over coronavirus measures, with officers using water cannon, pepper spray, and batons against people trying to break through police barriers. More than 20,000 people participated in the protest in the central German city of Kassel, where there were also confrontations between the demonstrators and counter-protesters. Thousands of people marched through downtown Kassel despite a court ban, and most did not comply with infection control protocols, such as wearing face masks. Several groups, many of them far-right opponents of government regulations to fight the pandemic, had called for protests Saturday in cities across the country. Demonstrations against government measures to rein in the pandemic were reported in several other countries across Europe, including Austria, Britain, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland. Britain says that half of the country's adults have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, a milestone in the government's drive to reach everyone over the age of 18 by the end of July. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Saturday that more people received injections on Friday than any day since the country's vaccination program began in early December. Hancock warned, however, that the public has to be vigilant because we know that this virus spreads ruthlessly.
So we're on track to meet the commitments we've made to vaccinate the whole population, offer that first jab by the end of July, and to meet the dates set out in the roadmap, but we'll stay vigilant and we'll be cautious and careful in our approach.
The celebration comes amid growing concerns about the failure of wealthy countries to share vaccine supplies with developing nations. This is VOA News. Opponents of Myanmar's coup fled gunfire in Naypyidaw on Saturday as international pressure on the military junta increased. Video obtained by the Reuters news agency showed crowds of protesters running down a street in the country's capital while tear gas and live rounds were fired in the background. Meanwhile, dozens of protesters on motorbikes took to the street in the southeastern city of Dawe on Saturday to protest the military coup. Authorities have tightened restrictions on internet services, making information increasingly difficult to verify. They have also clamped down on private media. Demonstrations against the coup have continued since February 1st in several cities and towns across the country, including Mandalay and Yangon. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday condemned what he called the military's continual brutal violence. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews called for sanctions in response to the general's ruthless attacks on the people. A long-dormant volcano in southwestern Iceland has flared to life with the area's first volcanic eruption in nearly 800 years. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Initial aerial footage showed a relatively small eruption so far, with two streams of lava running in opposite directions. In 2010, an eruption of a different Icelandic volcano sent clouds of ash and dust into the atmosphere, grounding over 100,000 flights between Europe and North America. This southwestern corner of Iceland is the most heavily populated part of the country. Nevertheless, the Department of Emergency Management says it doesn't anticipate evacuations unless levels of volcanic gases rise significantly. I'm Karen Chamas.
It's official. After countless unsourced news reports and rumors, spectators from abroad will be barred from the postponed Tokyo Olympics when they open in 4 months. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The decision was announced Saturday. Officials say the risk is too great to admit ticket holders from overseas because of the coronavirus. The Japanese public has also opposed fans from abroad. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a difficult decision.
Decisions which may need sacrifice from everybody.
Organizers say 600,000 tickets were sold to fans from outside Japan and have promised refunds, but this will be determined by resellers that charge fees. It's not clear if those fees will be refunded. The Tokyo Olympics were canceled last year because of COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.